This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's not the last Tuesday of the month, but we weren't going to miss digital marketing updates this month just because of a public holiday next week. So we have digital marketing updates on Resource Center this week. Our friends from Open Minds Resources are here again to keep us up to speed on what's new in the digital marketing scene. My name is Audrey Raj, and in the studio with me today is co-founder of Open Minds Resources, Jan Wong, and digital consultant at Open Minds, Celine Thing.
Hello.
Hi. Okay, so this month we're covering the unholy trinity, WhatsApp, Instagram, and Facebook, correct?
Yes.
Yes, and a little bit more.
Yes, a little bit more. So we'll be talking about some platforms that are experimenting with e-commerce as well, and also Facebook's new cryptocurrency.
All right.
So that will be quite interesting to go into.
Okay, so where do we start?
We shall start with Instagram, right? So Instagram is actually exploring more with ads and putting ads on Explore page. So, you know, when you look at your Instagram and there's like a button next to your home page.
Right. So the second one next to your feed, right?
Yeah. Okay. So then that one is the Explore page. So that's where people usually find other brands or other people they want to follow, other people's profile that they want to follow. So it's quite interesting because the user behavior on the Explore page itself is very different compared to the feed. So which is why I think Instagram is trying to go into the Explore page, because they see that people are actually willing to follow new things, look at new things and try new things. But for now, they're not really putting it on the feed itself. So when you scroll through your Explore page, you don't actually see it on the grid. Mm-hmm. You have to actually click on one of the pictures. And you know, when you click on one of the pictures, you can actually scroll, continuously scroll, right?
Right.
So as you scroll, there'll be ads popping up on the as you go along. So it's not exactly on the grid itself, because they don't want to kind of destroy the experience of Instagram. But you will be able to see ads now as you scroll through your Explore feed.
The ad experience isn't exactly changing on Instagram, because we're used to seeing ads on our on our feed itself, but now they're just moving to the Discover to the Explore feed, and it's just pretty much going to be the same experience.
It's pretty much the same experience.
So for advertisers, will they be able to choose if they would prefer for their ads to be on the Explore feed or on the normal feed?
For now, no. So they're kind of experimenting with it now. So the option right now is that you have to kind of go onto the Explore feed for now, but eventually you will have the option to kind of choose like which placement you want to kind of pick. So whether you want it on the stories, on the feed itself, or on the Explore page itself. So eventually Instagram will allow that, but for now, once you click Instagram, or when you advertise on Instagram, it will appear on the Explore feed.
Okay, so what are the main benefits for marketers and for advertisers of, you know, now having the option of being on the Explore feed as well?
It's just more advertising space, I would say. Instagram itself, it's a platform where users go to experience very differently from Facebook, right? It's very lifestyle. It's very lifestyle based. Influencer marketing and everything is all on Instagram itself. Majority is on Instagram itself. So it's just more advertising space for advertisers or marketers instead of just on the story itself and on the feed. People might find that a little bit annoying because as you scroll through, but maybe on the Explore page, they might be more willing to receive whatever ads that comes up.
Okay, so that's for the Explore page. But there's also something new about how brands will be able to push organic influencer posts as ads now, right?
Yeah, so I think influencers are known for doing a lot of sponsored posts. Brands are collaborating with influencers to kind of promote their products and things like that. But right now, Instagram is making it easier for brands to actually use influencers' posts as an ad for their own brand. Right now, how it works is that when the influencer posts a sponsored post, they will have to send the post to the brand, and the brand will have to take the picture and then repost and things like that. But now Instagram's just making it even simpler. So what happens is that when they tag the brand, when you go to the Ads Manager platform, you will be able to see a history or what has been done before, and you can click on it and actually see all the influencers that has actually posted about your brand and use that to kind of push your brand out there as an ad. So it's as simple as that. It can be an organic post, or if the influencer just likes your product and talks about it, or it could be a sponsored one.
Ooh.
Yeah, and then the brands can actually push it out there, which is why it's called or push organic influencer posts, because I think that's the point. They want it to be as organic as possible, because if influencers genuinely like your product, that's like kind of the best way to sell your product.
Okay, so how does this change the game for marketers and advertisers?
I think, again, it's just another way of advertising for marketers, because right now a lot of brands are pushing their ads out there with their own, they have to kind of come up with their own content, come up with something creative. But right now, if let's say the influencers are already doing it for you, or if your customers are already doing it for you, why not just use what you already have and kind of push your brand out there with what you already have?
Okay. All right, moving on. Our second update is about how more platforms are focusing on e-commerce. Yay!
Mm-hmm. Yay! Yay for consumers, yeah. So definitely, I think we have seen a lot of platforms in the recent months actually really trying to build on this whole uptake on e-commerce. So, I mean, the one of the lesser talked about ones like Pinterest are really focusing in developing a deeper AI tools to help consumers find related products. I think one of our previous updates on this show, we talked about how they are using, how they have this algorithm to, when you post an image, they'll show you relevant pictures to complete the look, right? So, and that's related to the fashion items back then.
Yeah.
But right now, they have actually expanded it to even cover home decor products. So what it does is quite amazing. It actually analyzes the context and attributes of all the elements within a particular image. So if it's a fashion-based item, it will look at things like, of course, the outfit, the pattern itself. But not only that, you look at the body type, you look at the seasons, indoor versus outdoor. And when it's furniture, it looks at the entire color of the room, the overall aesthetics, whether it's soft, how does it look like. And basically have this whole AI visual search technology that goes on to recommend other pins you need to follow, other images you need to follow.
Okay, so like I remember that it was only this year that we had our first update on Pinterest. So
yes.
They're kind of going through like a resurgence, right?
Yes, I think so too. I mean, if you look at the number, the stats that's published by Pinterest themselves, we're looking at almost like 78% of the Pinterest users that use this feature to look for similar items for home decor actually made a purchase. And that is quite a significant number as compared to the ads that we see usually on Facebook, Instagram or other similar platforms,
right,
which actually shows that perhaps Pinterest has kind of found how they would actually, number one, monetize, or number two, how it can actually add value, and it's not no longer just a vanity platform that people just post pretty stuff on your wall to share with their friends and whatnot. And it's really become... So this whole complete the look feature, it's the actual feature name, by the way, would also want to see how they can use this not just for home decor but also the fashion-based pins that you already see on Pinterest today.
Okay, interesting. And also WeChat.
Yes, I mean, WeChat is also really trying to build on the e-commerce side. I mean, apart from WeChat Pay and all the usual WeChat features, right now, WeChat also has something called the Smart Order, where you can basically on your mobile phone through WeChat itself able to place orders without having to, well, call for the guy and call the waiter and then place order into it, which is extremely convenient.
Yeah. So this is already happening with some other apps.
Exactly.
That we have, right? Some e-wallet apps as well.
Yep. So they are not only the only player, of course. So we have local players as well. Faith is also one of them. And they have also introduced something very similar. And I think it's already running both across Malaysia and Singapore, across, I think, about 50 different stores throughout. I think as more merchants or more restaurants understand how this could benefit them, this could really, really help small business especially.
Right. Okay, what are the main benefits? Like, I mean, just off the top of my head as a consumer, you know, I don't actually need to, you know, put my hand up and wait for the abang to come and take my order at any restaurant that I go to, you know.
Yep.
It would be great. And also, I guess, thinking about it, like, I can actually look through the menu of a restaurant before I even get there and decide what I'm going to have if I'm, like, super-duper hungry. So,
yes,
you know, as a consumer, I can see the benefits of having this smart order. Mm-hmm. You can also pay on the app, right?
Exactly. I think that is one of the main benefits for both consumer and businesses as well. Because right now in a traditional setting, after the inconvenience is not just calling the abang when you for the order, it's also calling the abang when you're done.
Yes.
Right? Or walking to the cashier and then maybe there's a queue and you have to wait. So this also leads to a longer turnaround time even for the restaurant or the cafes themselves. So right now, imagine if you don't even need to call the abang, you pull out the menu, you place your order, it gets sent straight to the kitchen and then you make a payment directly and you're done. So you can just finish up your meal and basically walk away.
Yeah. So come in and the food will come to you. Eat and walk out. It's just like, you know, having makan at your grandma's.
Exactly. Exactly.
You like, pay for it.
Eat and go, right? Eat, pay and go. Okay, very important. Yeah.
Okay, so from the marketer's point of view, you know, what are the big plus points to both Pinterest's Complete the Look and, of course, Smart Order on WeChat?
For both as well, I think, okay, let's talk a little bit about the WeChat part or the smart ordering system, whether it's Fave or WeChat. I think one of the major benefits for the merchants or the restaurants is that right now there, I don't know how to say this without going too elaborate, okay, but one of the, this e-wallet space is very untapped by marketers right now, and marketers fail to realize that the users on e-wallets are very niche, are very curated. These are the bunch of people that are already willing to spend. They're probably looking for something to eat. They want to spend the money, or maybe they're already at the restaurant. Mm. So restaurants or cafes or merchants that have such features enabled will become a motivational pool factor for customers, at least at this point of time, because there's really not many players really tapping the e-wallet space. I think many people still see e-wallet as some sort of a trend, some sort of a fad, and they're a bit apprehensive. They say, what if they take too many commission, too many percentage right out of my revenue, and they're a bit apprehensive, but they fail to realize that this is actually a great marketing opportunity just because of the consumer that is already willing to spend browsing on the e-wallet. I mean, they have money on the e-wallet, they're looking to spend, but you're not there. And I think that's a huge opportunity loss over there. But for Pinterest, on the other hand, I think prior to this, Pinterest has always been a very consumer-driven platform, meaning that it's ready for consumers to design their new home, maybe have their own personal board to pin their own fashion items, and it just ends there. Therefore, the motivation factor for brands is it's
very minimal.
Very, very minimal, exactly, yeah, exactly. But right now, with a feature like that, I think it's opened up a new avenue for brands, especially if they're targeting the younger generation. You're looking about the millennials. This will be a great platform because it will be a very visual-driven. That's why Instagram is doing so well as well, because it's so visual-driven, it's so lifestyle-driven. And right now, brands could also tap into the same capabilities on Pinterest that evidently has a wider device support, right? You have on your desktop, it's supported on tablets, it's on your mobile as well, make things a lot easier.
All right. It's time for a break. But when we come back, we are diving into Facebook's new, much anticipated, much debated crypto offering, Libra. Stay tuned to Digital Marketing Updates on Resource Center, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.